So our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions are the first thing that has to prosper in order to walk in divine prosperity. Divine prosperity has everything good in it, nothing missing, nothing broken.
Knowing what God has said in His Word about your past, your present, and your future are essential to living victoriously. Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she shares the key to the prosperous life. Now, here's Gloria.
Today, we're going to talk about walking in truth, or we're going to talk about, we could call it the prosperous soul. The prosperous soul is the key ingredient to the prosperous life. An ignorant soul is not prosperous in God. If you don't know about God, you don't know what He says, you don't pay any attention to Him, don't think about Him, don't let Him tell you what to do from the Word of God, your soul cannot prosper. So let's look at 3 John. We're going to read quite a lot of scripture today, and I'm going to read some in the Amplified and some in the King James. 3 John, the prosperous soul. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Now your soul, the spirit is a part of you that got born again, but I'm telling you, there are ignorant people that are born again all over the world that don't know beans about how to walk with God because they've never gone to the Word. They could know, but they've never spent the time in the Word. You won't know either unless you give some time to God's Word. So the prosperous soul, you are a spirit, you have a soul. That soul has to be taught the Word of God. Your mind, your will, and your emotions are in your soul. That's where you make your, you hear from the Spirit. But if the soul doesn't get it, the right decisions aren't made because that's the thing between the spirit and the body, your soul, a prosperous soul. Okay, let's look at, for instance, let's look at 3 John 2 through 4. Beloved, I wish above all things, or the margin says, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper. This is verse 2. Prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Now that's the way you prosper out here in the natural realm, in your finances, in your body, in your family, is according to what your soul does. So soul prosperity is a vital foundation of the prosperous life. You can't prosper in God. You can prosper in the world, but you can't prosper in God without knowing what He says and doing it. And besides that, who would want to? The world can prosper you in money, but the world can't prosper you in divine health and longevity, long life, strong life. The world has its limits, hallelujah. And a lot of times prosperity, what does the Bible say? Prosperity ruineth a fool. How do you keep from being a fool? You find out what God says, you believe it and act on it. That's about the only way. And so it all fits together, it all works together. I wish or I pray above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions are the first thing that has to prosper in order to walk in divine prosperity. Divine prosperity has everything good in it, nothing missing, nothing broken. You can be rich and miserable. You can be poor and miserable. But if you know God, you'll neither be poor, and you act on the Word, you'll neither be poor or miserable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's by the Word of God. Everything good, how do we keep well? By the Word of God. How do we prosper in finances? By the Word of God. How do we have a good family and everybody intact, everybody serving the Lord? By the Word of God. Every good thing that you could have in this life comes by the Word of God. Hallelujah. So it's God's will for us to prosper even as our soul prospers. Now let's look at, for instance, let's look at James 1:27. Well, I'll save that one. I'll read it now, but it's talking about walking in the light as he is in the light. Of course, you know, James 1 is a powerful chapter. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, in verse 5, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. To all liberally. So what we need to walk out this life is wisdom from God. This Bible is full of the wisdom from God. It's what he said to men down through the ages about himself and what they're to do. He talked to Abraham. He told him exactly what to do. We can learn from Abraham how to walk by faith. He talked to Moses. He told him exactly what to do. We can learn about God and what to do by finding out what he talked to Moses. And so as we ask of God, he gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. He gives wisdom. It shall be given to him, but let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. And then in this verse in James, 27, it says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows, or to do good to others in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world, or to keep yourself set apart from the world. We can't live like the world and live in the power of God. It can't be done. The way you live in the power of God is you quit living like the world and you begin to live like he says. And you can't have it both ways. And who wants it both ways? The world's crazy anyway. Are they not? And you don't want to follow the world, but you're either going to be like the world or you're going to be like God. Because if you don't know, how can you do? And so it's God's, that's part of a prosperous soul. The prosperous soul is so important because that's where your will is. That's where the renewing of the mind is that comes by the Word of God. Glory to God. And it's where healing is. Everything that God has for us has to do with the prosperous soul. How can you have faith for healing? There's just lots and lots, thousands, maybe probably millions of Christians that are actually born again, but they don't have faith for healing because their soul hasn't been prospered from the Bible in that area. I didn't have faith for healing before I found out about what God says about it. That's how faith comes. Are there millions of Christians who aren't prospering in their finances because they haven't seen the Word of God concerning prosperity? And lots of preachers preach poverty. Sad to say, a lot of preachers preach poverty because that's what they've been preached to. But your soul has to prosper in every area. You can learn how to prosper in the finances and not know how to prosper in the health of your body. Every area has to be prospered by the Word of God concerning that thing. Amen? So there's not any problems that you can have that you can't find scriptures and the will of God that will overcome it. Hallelujah. But you have to look for it. It takes time. And doing what you're doing today, probably you came here and your friends and maybe people at work thought, he must be some kind of a nut. He's going to a church on his vacation. Well, to the world, we are some kind of a nut, but we're prosperous nuts. And we're healed nuts. And we're happy nuts. And we're joyful nuts. Hallelujah. It's just because it's so far out. They think about going to some place, some tropical place, and drinking pina coladas or something, you know. No, our soul is prosperous. And so we're here doing a prosperous thing. This meeting can affect your whole life, your whole the year, and then your whole life. Why? Because of the Word of God. We don't have people preach here that don't preach the Word of God. Everybody here, they love the Word. Everybody that teaches here loves the Word. Hallelujah. They're the ones Ken and I want to hear preach. You think I'm going to invite somebody to the meeting I don't want to hear them? No, I want to be fed. Hallelujah. There's lots of others that aren't in the meetings that I enjoy listening to, too. But we've got good people to teach us the Word. And we're going to grow this week. Just make up your mind to be in every meeting that you can. You'll be surprised how little sleep you can get by on in a convention. Because your spirit's up. You'll wake up in the morning and think, I'm not sleeping in the day. I'm going to the meeting. I mean, the Word of God and hearing the Word preached, that'll affect your whole life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the prosperous soul, let's look at James. I looked at James 1:27. And let's look at that. I want to read that in the Amplified Bible. There's a word in there I want you to get. James 1:27. Let's see if this is it. 18. Let's start at 18. And it was, well, let's look at 17. This is Amplified. Every good gift and every perfect gift, free, large, full, would be the definition of perfect, gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all light, in the shining of whom there can be no variation, rising or setting, or shadow cast by his turning, as in eclipse. In other words, there's no darkness in him. And it was of his own free will that he gave us birth as sons by his word of truth. So we're born again by the word of truth, so that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures, a sample of what he created to be consecrated unto himself. Understand this, my beloved. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry. For a man's anger does not promote the righteousness God wishes. So get rid of all uncleanness, the rampant outgrowth of wickedness, in a humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the Word of God, the Word, which implanted and rooted in your hearts contains the power to save your souls, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. It's where you decide things. It's where you make your decisions. You give the final decision. Your spirit can be telling you one thing from God, but you can ignore it in your soul and not act on it. So it's as good as not having heard it, or maybe worse. But be doers of the word, not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. We doers. We have to do what we see in the Word. For if anyone listens to the Word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he's like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in a mirror. For he thoroughly observes himself and then goes off promptly, forgets what he was like. So you could sit here all week, go home and forget what you've heard, and it'll do you no good. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful, which is one of the steps of a prosperous life, faithful to it and perseveres. This is the word I'm looking for today. Perseveres in looking into it. He perseveres. Now, I'm telling you, you don't get it because you've heard it once. You can start because you've heard it once. But you keep going over the Word and over the Word and over the Word and renewing your mind. Why is that? Because you're bombarded with unbelief out here on the outside when you go to work, sometimes when you go to church, if you go to the wrong places, and which I don't go to an unbelieving church. Well, my grandmother was there. She helped build the church. Well, where is grandmother now? Check her out. She might be dead. She might be sick. She might be broke. But regardless of where she is, if she didn't get anything by the Word of God, it's possible that, you know, she may not even been born again. Or if she was born again, she could have lived in defeat all of her life. And so this says we have to persevere, being not a heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys. He shall be blessed in his doing, parenthesis, his life obedience. We're blessed in our life of obedience. The blessing is in doing what's in the Word of God. That's so wonderful that every person has equal opportunity with God. I don't care where you are, who you are, if you've been in prison, if you're in prison now, or what else your past could have been. If you never had any advantages in life, you raised up in a family that had no advantages, you've been poor all your life, you can prosper in God. You can prosper in the natural things of life. You can prosper in the spirit. Hallelujah. So persevere. I just want to encourage you that if you haven't been getting the results that you want to get, keep doing this one thing. Persevere. Stay with it. You don't learn. I was 19 when I got born again, and I was probably 24 when I began to hear the truth of the Word of God. And then it took me a while to get it in my eyes, in my ears, and in abundance, the Word in abundance in my heart, the Word that's in there in abundance is the Word that talks to you. And it took a while. I mean, we didn't just snap out of it overnight. We didn't get our bills paid overnight. We didn't get out of debt overnight, but we did get out of debt within a year. And it was probably, if nothing had happened to us, like the Word of God had not ever come across our paths, there's no telling how much money Ken and I would owe today. We would have borrowed money on everything that moves. And we might have nothing left but because we couldn't make the payments. But thank God, we didn't get out overnight. We didn't learn how to lay hold of healing overnight, but we did get out in prosperity. We did learn how to receive our healing. We did learn how to walk in the blessing of God. We're still learning. We're still growing. Can't you tell that Ken's excited about the Word of God? You know how long he's been studying the Word? A long time. We've been in the ministry 40 years, so it's been longer than that. And we're still excited about it because we still see new things in it. It's still doing miracles and wonders in our lives. We're still living by it, healed by it, prosper by it. So you have to persevere. You don't quit. Yeah, I meant to get a good definition on persevere, but I didn't do it. So I'm just going to say you don't quit. You keep on. You keep doing the right thing. Your husband or your wife, if he's an unbeliever, she's an unbeliever, he might say to you, this is not working. This is not working. Now, I told you there wasn't anything to all that stuff. Your family might say to you, I told you there wasn't anything to all that stuff. Look at you. It's not working. I'm telling you, that's the time to rise up and say, it's working. It's working. I don't care if we argue with them or not. You don't have to tell them that. But on the inside of you, you get up on the inside and you say, it's working for me. They just don't know it, but it's working. The Word of God always works when it's put to work. Glory. So we persevere in the things of life. We persevere in looking into the law of liberty and be faithful to it. We continue to look into it and continue to look into it. We become, as the Amplified says, an active doer, not a listener who forgets, but an active doer. And the result is, according to the Word of God, he shall be blessed. Didn't say he might be. It says he shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience. So the Word of God, if we'll persevere, if we'll stay with it, it'll bring deliverance into our lives. It'll bring healing into your body. It'll renew your mind and teach you to think straight, and it'll teach you to speak straight. You not only have to have it in your heart, but we'll find out and you know this because this is the key to faith, you're going to have to say it out your mouth. And if you really want results and quickly, you're going to have to say what you want to come to pass and nothing else. I think that's where most word people fail, is they get under pressure and they quit persevering and they begin to talk the problem. I mean, I've been at it a long time. And under pressure, I still have to jerk the slack out of myself and not say what it looks like, or not say what it feels like, or not say what the devil's trying to get you to take on. But you just have to come to grips with it. I'm going to say according to the Word of God. Now, that is part of walking by faith. And it's like the finishing touch to faith. But if you're going to believe God, and then you're going to keep going and saying unbelief and saying you don't have what you prayed for, you're not going to get anything supernaturally. Unless somebody else somehow manages to believe for you or something. But there comes a point where you have to do your own believing. And so you have to come to grips with that, and you have to persevere. You have to persevere with your words. And you can't keep your words straight without keeping your eyes straight. Why is that? Because your eyes get on the Word of God and your ears, and it gets down into your heart, and out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. Now, if you've got financial problems, I'm telling you that problem is talking to you night and day. It's the first thing you hear when you wake up in the morning, last thing you think about at night, if you're just operating in the natural. It comes out of your mouth all the time if you're operating in the natural. What are we going to do? We owe this bill. They're going to come get our house. They're going to come get our house. They're going to come get our house. You just say it. They're going to come get our house. Hi, Aunt Sue. How are you? Oh, they're going to come get our house. Hi, Cousin Buddy. How are you? Well, they're going to come get our house. Tell me if that's not right. So, you have to persevere in every one of these things that we talk about. And you can't quit. This is only if you want to live in victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And faith is believing and saying what God says. Hallelujah. Preach myself happy.
Living the good life. It's what everybody's really looking for, no matter where they live or what they do. It's the kind of life that brings health, security, and everything that brings success and well-being. You really can have it all. God has prepared a life for you full of good things and abundant blessings. True Prosperity, a Get Down to the Basics teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, will put true prosperity in perspective. Discover why prosperity isn't just about your finances. The blessing includes all the good things in life: health, protection, favor, wisdom, and success. Learn the key biblical principles that unlock God's abundance. Leave lack behind and begin walking in the blessings of God. True prosperity is part of your future. Begin discovering it today. To order True Prosperity, log on to kcm.org and order online, or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This vital teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is available on CD. The cost is just $18, a 30% savings off the regular price. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn the true meaning of prosperity and begin walking in heaven's blessings today.
You know, faith begins where the will of God is known. When, you know, I just don't know whether we're supposed to prosper, or maybe they're supposed to prosper and I'm not. You really need to get that kind of thinking away from you. And you can't do it without the Word of God. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, praise God, the 9th chapter, In fact, it gives you the biblical picture of a prosperous believer. That you, always having all sufficiency in all things, praise God, that you may continue to be generous to every good work. Praise God. And you need to get a hold of that. True prosperity, spirit and soul and body, is all of the marvelous things that Jesus has done for us. He said, I came that you might have the life of God and have it more abundantly till it overflows. And Gloria taught us that, you know, the prosperous soul is the key to the prosperous life. Praise God. Now you just really need to get a hold of these things and feed it over and over and over into your ears, into your mouth, into your spirit. This is the year of the fullness of blessing. Romans 15:29. It is the year of blessing without measure. God's Holy Ghost prosperity in every way is available. Hallelujah. And you're standing in the room of blessing, so you need to sojourn on it and sojourn through it. I mean, that means walk through it like you own it, because you do. Thank you, Father, for blessing my partners and this radio and television audience. Praise God. 1 million partners. You said it. We believe it. We receive it. Gloria and I are coming to Europe for 2 meetings. We're really looking forward to this. And I can't tell you how important these meetings are. There's some really outstanding things in my spirit about them. The Bournemouth Victory Campaign is April the 17th through the 19th. And in Bournemouth there in England, beautiful place. Not only enjoy the scenery and so, but come and have just a time of faith together in God. And then in Basel, April the 24th through the 26th in Basel, Switzerland. Praise the Lord. We're looking forward to it. See you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Europe for 2 special meetings this April. First, come to the Bournemouth Victory Campaign from the 17th to the 19th of April at the Bournemouth International Center, Exeter Road in Bournemouth, United Kingdom. Then to Switzerland for the Basel Victory Campaign. Join us from the 24th to 26th of April at Congress Center Basel in Basel, Switzerland. For more information on these or other meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Next Sunday on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Persevere in whatever He tells you to do. Stay with it. Persist. Amen. Persist in the walk of the Lord. If you're believing for finances and it looks like nothing's happening, don't quit. If you quit, it's all over. Persevere.